This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm James Richardson. I'm a cultural anthropologist turned business strategist, and I work with fast-growing early stage consumer brands on strategic planning.
Dr. James, how are you involved with user adoption?
So one of the things I help my clients better understand is how product adoption works in their particular category and how they can find new users, perhaps a larger pool of users than they currently have, by tweaking a few things about their brand.
Dr. James, what are the biggest successes and challenges you've seen with user adoption?
Well, I'd have to say the biggest successes I've seen are primarily, this is not going to be a shock, they're primarily in the direct-to-consumer end of the market, at least in the world that I'm in, with this, which is consumer products. And part of that has to do with the behavioral ease in which people can consume product narratives, stories, basically ads, in an online screen environment, and within seconds or fractions of a second, be clicking onto a D2C website and ordering, especially if that site is frictionless. So the ability for language and symbolism and story to motivate even a premium price purchase is, I've never seen anything like it in an offline marketing context. So that's where I see the big successes with my clients as well, in terms of the pace, the rapidity with which you can attract new users. So like just adding people and the rate at which you're adding people. So that's a new environment that we're all learning about. The challenges that I see are twofold, and those have nothing to do with online, offline. They have to do with, one, a lot of folks who are new to a user sort of acquisition-centered growth model don't spend enough time understanding contextually, behaviorally, how human beings in their category of product or service actually go about switching or adopting a new thing. And I can tell you from, you know, 20 years of experience just in consumer packaged goods, which is the stuff sold at Target, that every single category has a particular code and a particular set of internal logics and rules. And one of the big things that people ignore is the relative stakes in trying something versus the relative stakes of adopting it permanently. So I live in a world where the stakes of trying a new food or beverage, for example, are pretty low, even when it's premium priced. It's not actually a lot of money. It's not like a $1,000 mattress. But the stakes required, the social stakes required to get people motivated to keep purchasing it are often pretty steep, because it's because you have to really create this notion that either there's a problem you didn't know existed, or this is fundamentally the absolute most modern way to, I don't know, fill your belly in the morning with food, right? So you have to, I notice people underestimate what it takes in their category to get people to stick with something. And I mean, adoption to me is about habitual consumption. Otherwise, I don't know what we, right? And you might call it a subscription online, but it's really habitual consumption. And we want that to go on for months. And in some cases, when it's relevant, we want it to go on for years.
Dr. James, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Study how people consume your products in everyday life. That is something that it doesn't actually take a social science degree like mine. It really just requires that you carve out some time, set aside your business agenda behind your brand, and hang out with people or ask them about their usage of things with open-ended questions. How questions, what questions, why questions, and then just listen. And if you have an open-ended question-driven dialogue and mainly you listen, I guarantee you're going to pick up some patterns about how people use products in everyday life. So don't just try to solve a problem without understanding how people adopt. And the only way you're going to figure that out is how people actually use products or services like the ones you're selling.
Dr. James, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
So I have a book called Ramping Your Brand. And in the show notes, there will be a link to a landing page where you can go. I have a free excerpt of the book. It's a book about how to achieve exponential growth, in part by finding the right consumers for your particular offering, and then using specific tactics to get them to convert very rapidly. And you're welcome to buy that book on Kindle. You can buy a hardcover, paperback, and there's even an Audible version as well if you'd like. If you love audio learning, also you should check out my podcast, Startup Confidential, which is slowly rising up the charts on Apple. And that's a mix of interviews and sort of monologues from myself.
Well, thanks, Dr. James.
You're welcome.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.